Okay, so we're going to take up, let's see if we can see the, understand the Rambam's approach over here to the Inuyim. Okay, so let's start in the Mitzvah Saseh. Okay, so the Rambam has it in the Aseh, Kuf Samachdal. He should see Vanu Lihis Anos Ba'asiri Mitishrei. So what does that mean, Lihis Anos?
He considers fasting a proactive action.
Right. I mean, to Inoy itself, I mean, the word Lihis Anos, I mean, it doesn't mean literally fasting, yeah. Right? I mean, Tzom is fasting. Lihis Anos means to afflict yourself reflexively. Right, his anos. So he leaves it open. V'hu amru yusala te'anu as nafsho sechem. Right, so te'anu as nafsho sechem means afflict yourself. U'bo ha'pirish b'sifra te'anu as nafsho sechem inui shehu ibud nefesh. Ve'ei ze achilu shesir. So what is it? It's achil and shesir. So that's the Torah Shabbat Peh Pirish on Te'anu as nafsho sechem. It's what? It doesn't literally mean fast, right? It means afflict yourself. So what is an inoy Te'anu as nafsho sechem? So they're learning it's something that affects the nefesh. So what is the inoy that is destructive to the nefesh? Meaning life. Not the soul, right? That is achil and shesia. So that's how they darshan that the pirish, that's the pirish of te'anu as nafsho sechem, fast. Okay, but again, it's essentially to create a certain state of discomfort. It would seem in the individual. V'chein bo ha-kabbalah. So that's Kabbalah. So what does it mean it's Baba Kabbalah? So Pashtus Kabbalah means Torah Shabbat Peh. I mean, Kabbalah. No. It's not Mashma that way.
Quotes the Gemara.
Quotes the Gemara. Well, the Gemara knew the Kabbalah. But, I mean, Baba HaKabbalah, It implies it was something that was received. I mean, I don't know if you call it halacha mosh misina exactly, but it's very early. It doesn't say v'chamim gazru. I mean, it's mashma plain shot that it means daraisa.
Oh, it's daraisa. That's.
Yeah.
That's where you're going?
Sounds like that. V'shehashvisa mechuyeves me'elu ha'pu'ulos kulam ma'moro bo shabbas shabbason hulachem v'inisem es nafshosechem. We'll think about it. But now the Ramsa switches gears all of a sudden, right? Now he switches gears. It's funny. But up till now he's concentrating on inoy, lihis anos, right? Ta'anu es nafshosechem. And it's osur beruchitza besicho. He doesn't go in, over there. He doesn't exactly say why. Right? He doesn't say why. Just says there's an isser. There's a mitzvah. This is all the asay. There's a mitzvah of te'anu. That means refrain from achil and shesia because that's how you create an inui of the nefesh. And v'chein boha kabbalah. Also, there's a kabbalah. We have a transmission from it would seem back to Moshe that is also an isser of the other four. Okay, but now what's the Rambam doing when he says v'shehashvisa mechuyeves me'elu apu'ulos kulam ma'moro bo shabbas shabbason. What is the Rambam doing? Let's just analyze the moves, his steps. Yeah.
He's saying you're derived from that pasuk.
Correct. In other words, he's trying to. What's he doing now? He's saying, where did the other four come from? What's the source for the other four? Or what's Where is it, where are they found indicated, at least in the psukim? Okay, so for that he says you have to go. You have to say that comes from the idea of shvisa. There's an idea that we have to rest from these actions. Now he's trying to unify them all together. So that's what the Rambam is trying to work out. What shaychus does ta'anuas nafshaseichem have with not washing your hand, not washing rechitza sicha nil sanu tashvita? What's the shaychus? How are they related to each other? What are they? They have to be part of one concept, of one bigger idea. So Torah says fast. Inu hanefesh. Where do these other things fit into inu hanefesh? They're not inu hanefesh. So where do they fit in? Right. So he says they fit in under a bigger heading of Shabbason hu lochem ve'inisem es nafshasechem ki ilu hu yomar shechova bo hashvisa hamiyuchedes. Bimolachos v'hamaisim v'hashvisa bimolachos v'hamaisim v'hashvisa hamiyuchedes bimozon haguf v'kiyumo. Complicated, right? U'lechein omar shabbas shabbason. So what is he saying? Did I stop in the right places? So there's two shvises. That's his darshing. Shabbas, Shabbason. Two shvises. So what are the two shvises? And ve'inisem es nafshaseichem. So what are the two shvises? Yeah, go ahead. So what does it mean? We already had a mitzvah. The mitzvah before was lishbos mimalacha. Right? No, I'm sorry, that's the next mitzvah. Is lishbos biyom zeh min ha-malachos v'ha-maisen. V'hu omar yis'ala, shabbas shabbason lochem. So he's double using the, so is he double using the pasuk?
There are two of them,
correct. There are two of them. It's the same, it says the same thing, twice, right? Shabbas shabbason hu lochem, or hi lochem, v'inisem es nafshaseichem. But he's learning. So that's how you know how to punctuate the first line, right? You see what I'm saying? In other words, Shechova on Kuf Samach Dal, you have to read it like this: Ki'ilu Yomar Shechova Bo Hashvisa Hamyuchedes Bimalachos VeHamaisim. Right? What is Malachos VeHamaisim?
Yeah,
I have. What do you have?
I have Bimalachos. That's it, period. B'malachos.
And then v'ashvisa. Okay. So I have b'malachos v'maisim. So what's malachos v'maisim? That's what's really included in the next mitzvah.
I thought it was talking about the four other inuim that are not after
pre-lunch. No. It's malachos v'maisim. Right, Mayor? You have a Rambam? You know, there's another one. There's another one in the library. Okay. So in other words, miyuchedes b'malachos means shvisa from malacha, like he says in the next mitzvah. He should tzivanu lishbos b'yom zeh min ha-malachos v'ha-maisa. Right? But then there's another shvisa. That's Shabbos, apparently. But there's another shvisa. That would just be one lashon of Shabbos. But Shabbos Shabbason is on top of the shvisa from malacha, there's also a shvisa ha-miyuchedes. Now explain why I said you were wrong, Yitzi. Bimazon aguf, what's that?
Vikiyumo. But the, why is he talking about the other one here, though?
It's part of the mitzvah of the refrain.
The law is not that. I mean,
but what does it mean? Mazon aguf vikiyumo. What is he including in that?
Just refrain from a pilah.
He calls the tzom, he calls it a kiyum.
Right. Yeah, you see, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, he's trying to work out the same drush over here, right? Let's do Dalet and Hey. Let's compare the Rambams in the Yad to the Rambam in the Perek Shneis. All right, let's just do the last line. Let's try to compare the Rambams in the Sefer Mitzvos and in the Yad. So in the Sefer Mitzvos, we're finishing up one more line, right? So he says like this. What does he have so far? He says there's a mitzvah of lihisanos. That's ta'anuas nafsho sechem. That's ta'anuas nafsho sechem. And then he says there's also bo hakabbalah, that the other four things are usher. And now he seems to. And now, what's the purpose of coming into the shvisa? What's the purpose of coming and bringing up the pasuk of shvisa? He already has the source. He already says, you have to fast. Why? Because of te'anuas nafsho seichem. So what is he adding by bringing in shvisa? That's what I don't understand. Right? So I'm saying, all right, let's see. So he says,
as opposed to Lisa.
Yeah, look, if I wanted to prove to you that it's usher to eat on Yom Kippur, if that's all the Rambam is trying to do, saying there's a deraisa that it's usher to eat on Yom Kippur, he should have just said, he should see vanulus anos basiri mitishve v'hu amru yisala ta'anuas nafsho seichem u'bo apirish b'sifro ta'anuas nafsho seichem inishu ibn nefesh v'ezezeh achilush siya. That's the end of the story. Is you need more of a proof that eating and drinking is usher on Yom Kippur than ta'anuas nafsho seichem? No. Right? So what is he going into the shvisa for? What's he going into the whole thing of shvisa for? It's not necessary to prove achil and shasi are usher.
Are you challenging that Muslim Hagof Fikima would be referring to only achil and shasi?
Yes, that's what I'm challenging.
Yeah, that was fine.
So I'm saying that maybe the Rambam is trying to work in where there's a place for more Isurim other than Achil and Shasiya. Okay? If you just want to say Achil and Shasiya as a Maisa for Inui or Asur, it's Asur to eat and drink because you need Inui of the Nefesh. And what's Inui of the Nefesh? Refraining from eating and drinking. That's Ta'anuas Nafsho Seichem. Where do you have room for the other four? So that's what he says, because the Pasuk doesn't just say afflict yourself. Afflicting yourself from refraining from achil and shasiya is really part of a bigger idea of what? Of shvisa. Of shvisa. And it's really a day where we refrain on two counts. Shabbos, Shabbason. How do we refrain? We refrain in general, like we do in general on a yom of Isser Malacha. Right, so we have Shabbos, we have refrain from Malacha and Maisim. Some people have Maisim. And also, now he's turning the Inui into not an idea of affliction, but an idea of abandoning your own, not taking care of yourself. Don't sustain yourself. Rest from the maintenance of the body, from the nourishment and maintenance of the body, right? You have those two words? You have mazon and kiyum?
I have hazina, haguf and kiyum.
Right. Hamyuchedas b'mazon haguf v'kiyumo. Ulekach omar shabbas shabbason. V'loshon sifro minayin shiyom kippurim aser beruchitzo b'sichu b'tashrus shemitah. Do you have milsa sandal in yours?
I don't even have tashrus. No, I don't have milsa sandal.
What do you have, Gil? Ruchitzo b'sichu.
Aser beruchitzo b'sichu. That's it.
Talmud lomar Shabbas Shabbason. Kloma hashvisa me'elu kulam ad shiagia ha'inoy. Now the Ram pulls inoy back in. Now he's pulling Inoy back in.
He's saying that Shvisa is Inoy? That the second Shvisa is Inoy?
You should say Shvisa me'elu from all of them, meaning Rechitza, wow. V'sicha, No, malacha doesn't cause inui, but it's the double shvisa. The second, the doubling of the shvisa is coming to include not just shvisa from malacha. If it just said Shabbos, so it would be malacha. Shabbos Shabboson ve'inisim es nafshosechem ve'inisim es nafshosechem he lachem ve'inisim es nafshosechem means more shvisa, and in that way the Rambam seems to try to include rechitza sicha nilsan al tashmita. They come under the assay of shvisa. But how? Yeah.
So, couple things.
And eating and drinking. Now, as I'm saying, mazon haguf v'kiyumo are two things. That's what I'm trying to say. Mazon haguf is nourishment. Kiyumo is your basic maintenance of your body. What are you saying, Mayor? Not eating and drinking. It's not just the repetition. It's not a pirish. It's not mazon haguf, which is kiyumo. Shehu kiyumo. It means mazon haguf and kiyumo. So what's kiyumo? Kiyumo are the... Yeah. There's normal daily activities that you do so you don't fall into a state of disrepair. If a person would never do those things, he'd wind up... But anyway, so that's what I think. I think the Rambam is saying like this. He's saying there's no real kiyum of inui.
There's no kiyum. Is the mitzvah?
I don't think he's learning that inui is the mitzvah. I don't think he sees inui as a kiyum. I think the Rambam looks at it and he says, what is the Torah really demanding of you here? It's not an isser. It's a mitzvah. What is the Torah really demanding of you here? That, let's take Shabbos. Let's start off with Shabbos. So what do we do on Shabbos? So we don't do malacha. Why don't we do malacha on Shabbos? Why don't we do malacha on Shabbos? Because we have more important things to do on Shabbos. It's a day that should be free from the mundane. Should be free from your mundane actions. You shouldn't engage in chol. You shouldn't engage in needs of the week. Sheishes yomim is tavod. You work and you gather and you take care of your needs for 6 days, and on the seventh day you don't take care of your. We're not mispalel for tzarkov on Shabbos. Right, even in tefillah, we don't ask for our needs on Shabbos. It's not a day where you engage in productivity, in worldly productivity. Right, it's a day for religious kedusha, of religious growth. Right, chokhmah, Torah, ma'aseh brachos. That's what the day is for. So the malacha is not a. There's no real. Kiyum in the not doing the work per se. There's no objective in the shvisa per se. It's leman yanuach, that you have a day that you can use for more important things, right? Whenever, if the Torah is telling you to rest, it's more than just. It doesn't mean take a break. It means don't engage in malacha to create a certain kind of an atmosphere conducive to something else, right? You understand? There's a purpose of recognizing my sabracious, recognizing certain ideas on Shabbos, learning. You understand, it's not just a day stam for spazier and a good meal and playing games. You understand what I'm saying, right? Okay.
So I'm saying,
I'm just trying to express one point, that shvisa always, shvisa is to allow something else to express itself on that day, right? You can't express Kedushas Hayom, the Kedushas Shabbos would never be expressed if the day were free to engage in all of your other activities. It would be drowned out. You wouldn't have a minute. You would, it's like I told you when I was in, it's an interesting thing. You can't even do it voluntarily. It's almost, you can't even do it voluntarily. I was in school with the Goyim. So one guy said to me, "Oh, you Jews are lucky. You have that. You know, I was in the Cardoza, so you know, not a lot of Jews. So you're lucky. You have Shabbos where you don't do anything." So I said, "So you can, you know, you don't have to do anything on Saturday either." Nah. If it's not a law, you're not going to do it. You always make exceptions. You always say, you know, It's like you always find a reason why this is the, this day something I have to take care of this today, you know? It's like when you're trying to save money, you always say, well, but not this, this expense I need, you know? So, so the point is, the reason for Shvisa is to is not to be idle, but on the contrary, to be active in something else, right? So the Rambam is learning like this. What's Shabbos Shabbason? For the regular idea of Kedushas Shabbos, it's enough to cease Malacha. And actually, Oneg Shabbos is part of Kedushas Shabbos. But over here, we don't only refrain from being productive. Malacha is an idea of productivity outside of the self, right? Conquering the world. And that's not only on Yom Kippur, in Yom Kippur it's not enough just to stop going forward in terms of, you know, accumulations and productivity, but you have to even cease the basic necessities of your guf. We have to refrain from the self completely, from all focus on the self. And for a day of kapara and tshuva, you have to really put yourself into perspective. You have to really recognize the idea that life itself is something that is dependent on tshuva and kapara. And we have to be free not only from malacha, not only from productivity, but just from the basic mazon and kiyum haguf. We have to... The ideas of tshuva and kapara can't even need the person's full attention. Any distraction, even the distraction of the self, is too great. So the inui is not, it's not the fact that you need an inui. It's the fact that that's really a measure of a maisa that's part of the self, of the kiyum haguf. You understand? How do I know which activities are activities that are chashuv activities with regards to the person's maintenance? Those things, if you don't do, cause a discomfort. You understand? The inui is really a measure of shvisa. What am I shoves from? I'm shoves from my basic, from the things that are part of my basic mazon v'kiyum. The inui reflects that. The inui reflects that, but it's not a kiyum of the inui. It's a shvisa that produces inui because that's a shvisa. That's a full shvisa. I'm saying like this, if I say to you, this is the way I'm trying to say it. Okay, well, maybe we have to. Sharpen it up a little bit. And I know there's a question. I know your question is a good question about the mitzvah doesn't seem to be considered shvisa. The mitzvah seems to be lisanos. But the point I'm trying to make is like this. The Torah is telling you on this day, you need, like on Shabbos. So we say on Shabbos you have to be shoves from malacha. So what's called a malacha? What's a malacha? Right? So there are certain things that are considered malacha, that's things that are chashuv are considered malacha. How do we determine what's chashuv? So Chazal, we look at Mishkan and we look at the things that were made, that were used to produce the Mishkan. So those are chashuv, productive activities. Okay. So the Mishkan is like a model for how we know what's a chashuv maisa, right? Meir. Now, if I tell you do a shvisa from the malachos haguf, how do I know what's a chashuv malacha with regards to the self? Well, inui is the measure of that. If it's something that you don't do and it causes you inui, that's a malacha that's chashuva. You understand? And that's what I'm refraining from. I'm refraining from malachas haguf. On Shabbos, I refrain from malachas avoda. Well, not malachas avoda. I will very refrain from malacha in terms of asiya, in terms of the world. But on Yom Kippur, I do a double shvisa. I do a shvisa from malacha of the guf too. But what is a malacha of the guf? It's that which is creates a discomfort when you cease from it. So if I don't comb my hair, it doesn't bother a person. So that's not a malacha chashuva.
No.
So that's how he pulls in. He's saying, look, inui is, v'inisem es nafshoseichem is explicit in the Torah. That's achila. And that's really the ikker. That's the only one that has kares. But since it includes shvisa, since there's a pasuk of shvisa that includes inui too, that means to say that there's a bigger kiyum, not just of not eating, but of withdrawing in general from what eating, from malachos that eating are, that from malachos that eating is a part of. What is the class? What's the class of activities that malacha is a part of? That's what is it called? Hazonas haguf v'kiyumo. So we have a shvisa not just from the particular of achila, but we look and we look at what is achila part of. Achila is part of the maintenance of the guf. It's the main maintenance of the guf, because you'll be dead very quickly if you don't do it, right? So that's the ikar. That's the one that you're chayav kares for if you violate. Because if you eat, it doesn't matter if you don't do those other things. You basically undermine the entire shvisa. But the fact that it's Shabbos Shabbason, Al Pi Kabbalah tells us that there's more than just the Isser of Achil and Shasir. There's the general Kiyam HaNefesh. But the funny thing is, it's difficult to work it out exactly, though, because in the Yad, the Rambam does express it more like I'm saying, right? He says, Mitzvas asay acheres, aleph dalet, yesh biyom kippurim, vehi, what would you expect him to say? Lehisanos bo, right? No. Vehi lishbos bo me'achilu shesir. Shenemar ta'anu es nafsho seichem. See, that's exactly how he's putting it together. The real mitzvah is resting. And how do you know what to rest from? Because the Torah tells you that it's a resting that is essential, that it's resting from something that's essential to the guf. What's essential to the guf? That which creates an inui nefesh. But it's really a mitzvah of lishbos bo. And then mipi hashmu alamdu inui shula nefesh zeh atzom. V'chol atzom bo kaye mitzvah saseh. V'chol ha'ochel v'shosu bo bitl mitzvah saseh. V'ovar alo saseh. Okay, and then he says, "V'chein lamadu mipiyashmu ashtasa lirchos bo olosach olino olasanda olivol u'mitzvah lishbos mikol elu kiderach sheshoves miachilu shesia." Does sound like it's deraisa, Gil? You have to admit. U'mitzvah lishbos bo sheneemar Shabbos Shabbason le'inyan achila v'Shabbos Shabbos le'inyan achila v'Shabboson le'inyan emelu.
Sounds like the opposite of what he's saying.
It's different. It's 100%. It's definitely different. No.
Does it mean piyah shmul?
Because in the sefer mitzvahs he was learning Shabbos means malacha and Shabbason is the other things. But now he changed his mind. Now he's learning this pasuk. So the problem is a little difficult. So what? Because there, well, like Yitzi said, there are two pesukim.
And the Ma'ariv Mishnah picks up the point of whether it's derais or not.
Yes. Yes. Bein chayav in kores o korban el al achilish siya bavad. So Gil, that's like the Ran, right? It definitely sounds like it's the Raisa. Why would the Rambam have to tell you there's no kores or korban if it's not the Raisa?
Even why you chayav makat maris?
Ah, that's an interesting question. Aval im rochas o soch o noal o boal makin o so makas maris. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's
a dirabanan punishment. But it's not so difficult to answer that question. Because there's a klal. We say, ain onshin min adin. Right? If the Gemara learns out an isser from a kal v'chomer, it's not explicit in the Torah, there's no malchus on that.
Even though it's a deraisa?
Even though it's a deraisa. So there's no malchus on it.
So it's the kal v'chomer it's learning that from?
Oh, so this is even more than the kal v'chomer. It's not explicit at all in the Torah. Kal v'chomer, you could argue, is there. You just have to think into it. It's still ain't on shemin adin. So kal v'chomer, something that is al pi kabbalah. It's not expressed at all in the Torah. But he held, but his interesting thing is he holds Makis Margus. But what's strange though is this. Why does the Rambam say in the Koseres the mitzvah is lishbos bo mi malacha and shelo lasos bo malacha and lihisanos bo? He calls it lihisanos in the heading. But then when he gets up to it, he says, mitzvah say acheres yesh b'yom kippurim v'lishbos bo me'achil shusiyah. As you read the heading, it sounds like the main thing is lisanos.
You even started off on the trend of lishbos with the first mitzvah.
Right.
Well, maybe that's why he did it. Because you're heading mitzvah, lishbos bo malacha.
This is the second shvus.
But that's malacha.
Yeah, but...
And also, if it's deraisa, then why would you listen to them separately?
Right. But he doesn't do anything. He never mentions those dalad e that it says inui five times in the. He never mentions that in all of it. Right? He doesn't mention that. He doesn't mention the other gemara at all. The gemara in ayin zayin on ayin vav that had the what was it, ayin ches? The one that had the other ayin vav, right? The one that says dalad inuim kineged me. Hani chamishi nuim connected me. He just goes with shvisa. He just goes with the shabbos on me. It's funny, but in the parish rishnayas, I didn't tell you to look at the parish rishnayas because it's really very different. But over there, he does have the five things. He does have that drasha. He says in the parish rishnayas. Parish rishnayas is not you know, the sefer mitzvahs and the yad were basically written together, you know, or close together. But the parish rishnayas he wrote much much earlier. So there are things that could be different in Parish Rishnayis. Parish Rishnayis, he just says like this. He says, Lo biara ha-Torah minia me'elu ha-dvarim b'yom tzom kippur aval amar ha-kasav lashon inoi chamesh pa'amim. Torah doesn't tell you that you have to refrain from these things in Yom Kippur, but it says the word inoi five times. Amar Shabbos, and then he quotes the Pesukim. Ubo ha-kabbalah, he comes back to Kabbalah, ki ba'u le'esor chamisha dvar me'hano'as ha-gof. V'heim ha-achila v'ashtiyah. See, from this Ram, it sounds like he's focusing on inui. Right? Not a bigger kiyam of shvisa. That seems to me to be the question in the Rishonim. Is there an idea of inui? Is there an idea of inui, an idea of... And then adding the inuyim somehow is helping with the inui, or is really the idea of shvisa, and inui is just a measure of the things we have to be shoveis from. The Rambam seems to be learning there's no real kiyum of inui per se. The kiyum is shvisa from meleches haguf, from kiyum haguf. Inui is the thing that indicates kiyum haguf. But there's no mitzvah of being in pain, per se. Like there's a question, can you smell things in Yom Kippur? If you ever go to a certain, some shuls, they pass out, Sfardim do it. Do you ever have it in your shul there? They pass out some herbs to smell. To get a little, I forgot what it was, Hadassah, I don't know what they pass out. Something to give a little rejuvenation. So... So if you say you're not allowed to have any enjoyment, that would be a problem. Maybe you say you shouldn't do it. But no, that's not one of the it's not one of the melachos haguf. That seems to me to be the basic approach, at least. I mean, have we got every detail here? No. But that's the basic approach. I want to show you a very interesting Rashi I saw yesterday, the other day. Just a good point Aaron's making. Malacha umaisim is because even on Shabbos, there's the mitzvah asay of shvisa is more than just for malacha. That's the mitzvah of shvos, afil midvarm she'ena malacha. Like we discussed, because otherwise, the Ramban says, person could the Ramban, this is funny, Ramban says, if you go to a city that has a wall around it on Shabbos, you could have a full day of business, everything, and you won't be over any Issa D'Oraisa. money is only muksa midrabanan, mekach u'memkar is only midrabanan, you've got a walled city, there's no hotzah. You could do a whole regular shuk day on Shabbos. So he says, but that would be violating shvos. That would violate l'man yanuach. So that's what he means, malacha u'maisim. There is also midaraisa, according to the Rambam and some other Rishonim, a real issa deraisa of engaging in activities that are mevatel the whole idea of l'man yanuach. Yeah. Right, the Rambam says in Perek Chaf Aleph, in Hilchos Shabbos, he says, it's very clear, Ne'amar b'Torah tishbos, afil midvarim she'enon melacha chayav lishbos man. Okay. And that's the Ramban in Emor, he goes through that idea. But anyway, so I wanted to show you, is this interesting Rashi? There is there's an interesting Gemara that says on Yom Kippur, when the day is after Mincha, you can start preparing the food. That's called Knivas HaYerek. Okay? That's a machlokas. But in this discussion of Knivas HaYerek, I saw Rashi that explains his idea of adding to the inuyim, because it really bothers me, what kind of an idea is there to add to the inuyim? I can understand the Ram's idea of an asay of shvisa, that it's not inuy per se. The Torah says you should be in the inuy of achila, so what does the inuy of rechitza have to do with the inuy of achila? Why is that an extension? In what sense is it a support or an extension? Because the Rabbanans should come in to support and extend the raisas, right? So Torah tells you, don't eat basar b'chalav. So ofen chalav is a geder for basar b'chalav, like we discussed the other day. But the Torah says you should have the pain of ibud hanefesh, which is achila. What does the pain of not washing have to do with the pain of not eating and drinking? What does it have to do with it? Why is it adding? In what sense are you extending or adding? It's a different thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a different thing. They're different inuyim. What's the extension? So I saw this Rashi. He answers this question. Rashi doesn't really explain it. In our Gemara in Yuma, he just says, it's extra things. But here Rashi says like this. Tell me if you think. Tell me what you think. So like this, Ne'amar dichsiv bei nami shaboson, right? Shvos, lav mi malachahu, ela mikol dovar hameakev mi lihis anos, mi desamchinon le ve'inisem, hochi dashinon lo b'perek basud yuma. L'rechitza v'sicha v'domin lohen. What does that mean? Let me read it again. He says, he's talking about Yom Kippur, Shabbos Shabboson. So it says, Afagav dichsiv beinami, he says, dichsiv beinami Shabboson. Right, Shabbos Shabboson hilachem v'inisem es nafshasechem. Lav mi malachahu, it doesn't mean shvisa from malacha. Rather, mikol dovar hameakev mi lihis anos. You have to stop. You have to rest from things that prevent the his anos. Because it says Shabbos Shabboson close to v'inisem. Hochi darshin la perek basa duma, and in Yuma it explains that includes rechitza sicha v'dom elan. So I think it supports the concept that we mentioned last week. That Rashi is learning like this. Rashi seems to learn there is a positive idea of the inoy of eating and drinking, from eating and drinking. There is a positive idea of vi'inisim. You should be in a state of affliction. No doubt it's because of kapara, like we were discussing last week. And he learns Shabbos Shabbason is coming to say, just like on Shabbos, you should refrain from things that are mevatel the tam of l'man yanuach, on Yom Kippur, you should refrain from engaging in other things that might undermine the experience of the inoy that achil and shasiyah bring out. Now, so it goes like this. Achil and shasiyah should produce a certain kind of inoy. But a person could not eat and drink and luxuriate in other things. And that would remove to some degree the inoy that the achila and shasiyah produce, that the lack of achila and shasiyah produce. So the Rabbanan are saying shivos from the things that are going to prevent the inoy. So they had to, it's the Rabbanan, he holds the Rabbanan. So it's, I mean, it seems to hold the Rabbanan. So it means to say they had to think of the other things that would come in to sort of soften the blow of the not eating and drinking. Because that would undermine the inoy of, but that implies that's a different way of looking at, that's a different way of formulating the shvisa and the inoy. The Rambam is learning the shvisa is big. The inoy of achila is a part of the big shvisa. It's the centerpiece of the big shvisa, but it's only a part of it. It's really a shvisa from all things like it. Whereas Rashi is learning, the main mitzvah is the inisem, and now we want to stop you from doing things that will undermine the inis, the inoy. Right? That seems to be the machlokas. How do you put together the shvisa and the inoy? Why isn't it just enough to say v'inisem es nafshei seichem? What's the assay? Okay? All right. Let's stop here. All right, so tomorrow what we'll do is we're just going to start the Gemara from the beginning. It has nothing to do with Yom Kippur for a little while, but it's very interesting. Okay?
Question?
Yeah.
Anything
before? Oh, so the one question we don't know the answer to is, what is the Rambam holding like the Ran? That's Gil's question. Is he holding its Moser and the Chachamim?
The Ran says he does.
Right. What's that, Gil?
You're giving me too much credit.
Oh. I mean, it does seem like you'd have to say something like for the Rambam. It does seem that way. Because he does say it's Doraisa. And he does seem to say, I mean, certainly if you look at the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos, he uses the lashon of hikilu and hitiru, that they were makel by the kala and the, you know what I mean? The thing is like this, you could try to work it out like this though. I don't know, maybe it's a stretch. You could say that if you look at it in terms of a shvisa from kiyum aguf, maybe you could say that the Kala and the Melech are not doing the Rechitza B'toras Kiyam Aguf. So maybe if you turn it into a positive, maybe if you turn it into a Shvisa Mikiyam Aguf as opposed to a specific. No, the point is like this. If you're going to darsh out, just so you don't think I'm just, you know, say one thing one day and another thing another day and hope you don't remember what I said yesterday because it contradicts what I'm saying today. But how we were driving home the whole time, if it's a deraisa, can't have an exception, right? But that's if you learn there's an issa rechitza per se. Then you have to formulate it as a maisa rechitza. And the kala is doing a maisa rechitza. But if you learn it's not really an issa of any maisa rechitza per se, it's a shvisa from a bigger category called kiyum haguf. And some rechitza and some sicha is part of kiyam aguf and some is not, then you could work with like the dira concept and come out with that the chachamim had to figure out which maisa has the character of kiyam aguf. If you look at it as an iser, inoy five times, so therefore there's an iser of rechitza, then you can't say, oh, but this rechitza is okay. But if you flip it around like the Rambam seems to be doing and saying it's shvisa from kiyum aguf, that's different. You like that? All right, think about it.